What is up, everybody?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Welcome to season three. Woo! Oh my God, we had quite the nice break. I gotta say.
Yeah, I hope our listeners didn't get too mad at us for the break. If you did, well, fuck you.
Fuck you. We were tired.
We had to have time to throw together some more stories, do some research. And then, of course, our podcast trip that we took.
Yeah, that was actually live streamed a little bit, too.
Yeah. We didn't get any footage or anything for the show. There were some technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's called Crypticon. Fix your goddamn Wi-Fi. Fix your motherfucking Wi-Fi right now. Brought to you by Fearful Thoughts, you motherfuckers. Fix the goddamn Wi-Fi.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it right there.
That's the only thing that pissed me off.
Well, and then some of the people we went to talk to weren't even there. There were some scheduling issues that happened. It was still a blast.
It was really cool.
Even with all the hiccups and everything, it was still a blast, still a ton of fun. I can't wait. We're going next year.
We are going next year.
We're going to have some new people joining with us next year.
A buddy of mine and his wife are going to be going over next year, which him and I have been streaming together for a while now, and this is going to be our first IRL meetup. So
it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Meet strangers on the internet.
Make friends with strangers on the internet and then go meet them in person.
Yes, in a strange place.
Oh, man.
Tip number one, kids. Get that candy.
Or puppy. Whichever one they're offering first. I mean, make sure you get it.
Follow your dreams. That's all that matters.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And got to see a lot of cool stuff. We made a connection there.
We did.
We're hoping to have them as a guest on the show here shortly.
Yeah, I am actually pretty stoked for that one.
I really am too. Going to have to try to do some research a little bit so we have some questions to ask. And
we still got to work out the kinks of how it's going to happen.
Yes.
Because we're thinking about doing either one episode or multiple, like two different episodes.
Right.
I don't know if you want to explain why.
Well, one episode we were talking about doing is a live stream with the showing of their movie.
Yeah, watch party.
A watch party. And then to have them on the show after that to actually talk creative process and all that.
Yeah, I think it'd be really, really, really cool. We already have watched the trailer.
Yes, it looks really good. I can't wait to watch the movie itself. The fact that we're contemplating doing a watch party is why I haven't watched the movie, because I want it to be a first-time experience.
You want to see the genuine reaction, not the, already seen this.
Yes, exactly. That way it would be a genuine reaction and not
just some like, oh, look at that! We didn't know what was coming!
Right, yeah. Exactly. I can't remember his name. If you give me a second, I can find his name.
Do 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 do.
Calvin.
No last name.
McCarthy.
Damn.
Calvin McCarthy.
Are you sure? Is that his real name or his director name?
It's his Facebook name.
You done fucked up. You just gave his identity out. He's got a fucking... what are they called? A alias?
What, you think people are going to stalk him? Like,
stalk this man.
Hey, we've already talked to him, and he's excited about coming on the show. and we've talked about possibilities of him coming on each time they have a new movie ready to be released. Now, mind you, they don't do big budget movies.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see their movies in the theater. I mean, maybe one day. That's always a goal.
Hey, cross your fingers. I hope
that'd
Calvin...
be awesome. But it sounds like, you know, they do lower budget direct-to-DVD release, which these days, there's movies like that all over the place. And, I mean, and they're really good, too. Look at Terrifier.
That's true.
You know, it didn't go to theater. Of course, that movie wouldn't have made it to theater in that cut. They would have had to chop a ton of shit out.
No pun intended.
shit. But yeah, we're really excited to have that happen. We're going to be planning that here shortly.
Yeah.
And he, like I said, he's excited and his partners are all excited. I'm hoping to get all three of them on.
All three of them on at the same time?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be pretty cool, you know.
So there was that, we made that connection, which was really cool. Got to see some really cool artwork and stuff. Got this little guy here, my little ghosty planchette. Right behind you. Right
oh,
there.
Yeah. The Party Killers vintage style decorations. And you know what they named these? One of them is Fish Face, which is. And then Vampire Girl, which I didn't realize this, but they fucking spelt vampire wrong. V A M P Y R E. Y R E, yeah.
Yep. That's. I've seen it spelt that way before. Fish Face, though. That.
Bees. Just fucking. What is that joke from South Park? Do you like fish sticks? What are you, a gay fish?
Oh man.
Anyway, sorry.
It's supposed to be the creature from the Black Lagoon.
It is, but I mean, his lips really look like a nice piece of bacon.
But they had to change it for copyright, which happens a lot, you know. Characters get changed up and they change certain aspects of them so that way they don't get caught up in the copyright laws.
My only question is, why couldn't they do like Fish Man? They were just like Fish Face. Like just one body part. Fish Hand. Fish Feet. Like, gonna fucking fool me there, Ghoulsville.
Yeah, I don't know. Some focus group somewhere was like, that's the fucking name. Fish Face.
Yeah, you know me, though. I would have, shit.
See, this is why we're not allowed in those focus groups, because we would come up with way better names.
Fish Dick!
Watch out for the Incredible Fish Dick!
Woo!
As it grows 3 times larger
than the average man's penis. Just... pop a Trojan commercial on that bitch.
Done deal.
Swamp flavored. Extra, extra slimy fish gill condom.
Ribbed. Like fish gills.
Breathable. For her pleasure.
Oh, man.
You ever Jesus. Go dry on underwater sex? Fish condom.
Not with fish condoms. Brought to you by Fish Face.
Instead of talking, it's just him blowing bubbles in the water.
Yeah. When the bubbles pop up in the surface, that's where the words come out at.
Just fucking the air pocket just pumps up like, you will buy this condo.
It works great.
It feels good.
Oh, man. A lot of cool artwork and stuff there at Crypticon.
There were a lot of artists, a lot more vendors than I was thinking there was going to be this year.
Especially being the first year back since COVID. And there were still some COVID restrictions and stuff in place, but...
Like, you had to show your vaccine card.
And you gotta bring your ID to get in.
Oh, yeah, some jackass. I don't know this fucking asshole, but he was right in front of us, I swear to God. This motherfucker was like...
Didn't bring his ID. Fucking his friends had to vouch that he was who he said he was.
And they almost didn't.
Almost. I mean, if I was his friends, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, those fuckers.
God, I'm like, yeah, I don't know this guy. He just tagged along.
Yeah, no, you know how much it sucked not to get some alcohol? Like, I kept on thinking to myself, that looks good. I saw the bar in the back, and I was like, fuck. Yeah, that dumbass was me. I learned my lesson. Now I always put my fucking...
I didn't even think that double check to ask.
Well, you never think about shit like that. It's like
it's second nature. It's in your wallet. I asked about the vaccine card because I was like, I know they're going to ask for that, bitch.
Well, I usually carry that in my wallet, too, but apparently not my fucking ID. It's like, what's more important, being able to drive and drink? Or I mean, not at the same time, obviously. But or you know, or do you have the vid?
Like, right. You got your card.
See.
Man. Good stuff.
No, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. I'm glad we did it. Next year we'll be able to do more because you'll have your ID. There was a lot of like after hours parties and stuff going on and couldn't get to the rooms because they're checking IDs. We really wanted to.
I'm flipping myself off, don't worry.
And in fact, like Calvin and his crew invited us up to drink with them, but we just couldn't get up there. So Calvin, if you're listening or watching, sorry buddy. It's his fault.
That's fair. It's fair.
It was a good time, and we had went and had a good dinner. Ate some ramen.
Fuck yes. Then you guys left me. George was like, yeah, just leave him.
Yeah, fuck it.
I know. So.
Good times, a lot of fun.
Oh, no, that wasn't even the funniest part about the night, though. My dumbass fucking walked into a pole.
Almost more than once.
Almost more than once, yeah. I don't know if that was because I was fucking tired or just out of it or what the fuck ever. When we were walking out of the store, I was drinking and I was talking to George. Bunk! Fuck my head, dude. That hurt.
Yeah. I bet.
But anyway.
Most people watch where they're walking and don't walk into the walls like that.
Yeah, fucking nerds. You feel where you're walking, not look. God damn.
Oh, man. You weren't even doing anything cool. Like,
I was drinking that new soda.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty tasty.
Yeah.
But, I think we have fun. Tattoo maybe next year?
Maybe. You're going to do it? You're going to pull the trigger, maybe?
Well, fucking Escu was telling me, he was like, I might just go get a tattoo. And I was like, oh, and he was like, yeah, just get one with me. And I was like, what?
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a commitment.
My problem is I've gone to the same artist forever.
You feel like you're cheating.
A little bit, you know. I mean, I know he doesn't see it that way. And he's like, you know, cool with it. But I'm like, it's still. Plus, I don't even know where I would put it.
On your penis.
That's about all that's left.
That leaves a lot to the imagination. I don't know. Well, I'll have to see.
Oh, yeah. But guess what came?
What came?
Woo. Cryptid crate. Oh. I know it doesn't look like a crate. I don't know. They should really call it cryptid bag. Because it's more of a bag than a crate. But, you know.
I thought they used to send a box.
No, that's Fright Crate, and that's part of the Loot Crate brand. Cryptid Crate has always been in a bag.
Up your shit, Cryptid.
Which is always, like I said, kind of throw me off, because I'm like, it's a bag, not a crate.
They should get like a cardboard box that's like cage or some shit.
So first up, we have Mothman Repellent Survival Candle.
I don't even want to know what that smells like.
Invoke the powers of Citronella to repel cryptid creatures wandering the night. So it's like it's, a mosquito candle kind of thing, but it's really cool because it's Mothman repellent. It's got a picture of Mothman on it and everything.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
So I thought that was really cool. Got this book. It's an actual, like, beast face to face with the Florida Bigfoot.
Florida Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, Bigfoot's everywhere. This guy's got a bunch of other books out, but you know, it looks good. Got some Bigfoot stickers here.
Bigfoot stickers?
Yep. This is a really cool sticker. One day we'll be cool enough to have stickers like this too, but you know. It's a podcast sticker.
That's fucking sick.
Right?
Oh man, if I could just...
I don't know if it'll do it much justice on there. I mean, you can't even see what it says.
I can't see what it says, but like it's a microphone tombstone.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick though.
And then a...
Oh, is it a bandana?
Not just any bandana. A Bigfoot bandana.
That's fucking sick.
So, that's what came in this month's cryptid crate. There you go. Yep, you see Bigfoot. Yeah. Some cool stuff.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. I really enjoy the cryptid crates. They come with a lot of cool different cryptid stuff. Every month it's themed to a different cryptid.
And it gives us a chance to learn about new shit too.
We do learn about some new cryptids like the Loveland Frog.
Mm-hmm.
The Hodag.
Who dat?
Hodag. I mean, there's Bigfoot and aliens and stuff like that in there, too, and ghosts and whatnot, but really cool. Love it. I think everybody who's interested in cryptids should get this crate. It's not very expensive. I want to say it's like $30 a month.
That's not bad.
And you get a lot of cool stuff. Like, the bandana I probably wouldn't use, but everything else that I get, you know, there's always... I mean, no matter what, in all these kinds of different types of boxes and bags, whatever you want to call them, that you get, there's always going to be one or two things you don't like in it.
No,
but with Cryptid Crate, 90% of it, each time, I really like what's in it. There's not much. I mean, you get a book every month. Sometimes, like this is the first time I've gotten a book that thick, like an actual...
Like a book book.
Book book. But, you know, I've gotten other books about various cryptids, and it's always themed to a cryptid. So, as you can tell, for the most part, this month's was themed towards Bigfoot. We've had one themed towards Mothman, Mantis Man, which is a human-sized praying mantis. Yeah. Question is there a mantis woman?
I would assume so, and I bet she fucking eats him.
And if there is, does she go out and pick up drunk human people and then rip their heads off?
Well, first she'd have to fuck them.
Well, that was implied, but yes.
Who would just willingly go fuck a mantis lady?
There's some fucking weirdos out there. I'm just saying.
I mean,
we don't know how much of them is actually mantis looking, if it's just their head or head and arms or if it's their whole body. Like,
I mean,
what's the proportion here, you know?
You're right, but like I think that's all like borderline weirder than like Russian man fucking Yeti. Like,
I will give you that. Yes. Yes, I completely agree with that.
Cause that's like a bug. At least a Yeti is almost just a hairy human, like
a monkey.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So, yeah, it is different to think that, but I mean, people are weird. They are, you know it.
I mean, I know people are fucking
psycho
freaky.
So, how many stories do you got for me today?
I have one.
One.
I know you're a little shocked at that, but it's funny.
No, the odd thing is, I also have one.
Slacking!
But my one is a long story.
He's been caught, everybody. He's been caught slacking. No more two stories. He's going back to one. One story only.
I only have time to research one.
This story's just not going to make you want to take a shit. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm being honest. All right. I've had another scary bathroom occurrence.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, I have one. And my horror fact is kind of themed with my one.
That's what you were saying, and I'm actually really curious.
So, I know you're going to love it.
I'm going to love it.
Yes.
Now I'm really intrigued.
Yeah?
Just a little bit.
Just teensy weensy bit.
Just a tip. Just a
tip. That's what he said.
You know it. So, what?
She's like, is that just a tip? And he's like, nah, it's all the way in, baby.
My experience every time. Every time's a fun time. If I get the feeling they don't, it's called
jokes on you,
fucking duck. Like,
you're fucking ducks now, huh?
No.
Damn.
No, I mean they got like corkscrew inside. I'm not getting into that. What I'm getting into,
you know an awful lot about the.
It's like a fucking maze in there, okay? And the only reason why I know that
it's like a labyrinth
is because of the fucking.
Is there
a
Minotaur in there too?
The fucking DuckTales song.
Scientifically accurate
DuckTales theme song.
Woo!
DuckTales! Anyway.
Alright, I digress.
But what's that fucking thing that you do every once in a while? Like once in a week or some shit like...
The Cryptocrate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's thing. All done. Yeah. You guys don't need to hear that anymore. Yeah. Alright, moving on.
Hey! Alright, so you ready? You excited for this week's horror fact of the week? We're going to be talking about some werewolves. The motif of the werewolf is strong in the Irish folklore. There are a number of old tales about strange tribes of wolfmen living in remote areas of County Tipperary, whose assistance was often sought by the ancient kings of Ireland when they made war upon each other. There are also tales of strange beings, half men, half wolves, roaming the remote forests and mountain areas of the island. Indeed, one of the oldest written stories that we have about werewolves comes from Ireland. This comes from the pen of Giraldus, who wrote down many old Irish tales. The events were supposed to have been taking place a few years before his arrival in Ireland in 1185.
Oh, okay. So what you're telling me is you did fucking werewolves, huh?
Maybe.
Motherfucker.
But,
I didn't even think about that.
It is interesting to know, and I just did this short little blip about it.
Yeah.
The fact that you know, they're saying that, you know, a lot of what we know of werewolf stories and stuff came from Ireland, which is interesting.
That is true. They,
I knew in England and Scotland and those areas, you know, there was quite a few, but I didn't know that, according to this, it makes it sound like they originated in Ireland.
So, the Irish kingdom had werewolf knights. which is fucking pretty badass, honestly.
That is bad. I would totally do that.
They were from the legend or whatever, because I've read about some of this. They were sent off in special op missions, apparently. And it was just a way of that's just a way of saying it.
But, right. Yeah.
If women and children were captured, or if they needed an assassination done or anything like that, they were able to do it quickly and swiftly.
Well, yeah, fuck a werewolf
but,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were supposed to be extremely, extremely fucking powerful.
I bet.
So that's what I'm saying. I think that'd be sick as fuck.
So I know it kind of strays away from what I normally do as a fact. There's usually a lot more meat and potatoes to it, but
fuck the meat and potatoes. You getting the sides today?
went straight in. Gave just a little blurb.
I like
about it.
Well, you got kind of
tried to change it up a little bit.
I respect the story and I respect the horror fact of the week. That's my favorite episode so far. Season 3, baby.
Hey, gotta come strong. It's all downhill from fucking here after this episode.
You're not wrong.
Especially since I'm prepared for five episodes and you got one.
Woo!
Today's episode, that's it.
Today, woo!
So, that's what I got.
Just the way the cookie crumbles. Can I cheat? Can I copy your homework?
oh, you just gonna start stealing some of my stories?
Yeah. Look at the research I did. The time
I got
them
right off of this laptop I found.
Woo! Just no more tablet, guys. I got a laptop. Shit.
Oh man.
So you got some stories for us today.
I have one story. Yes. And I can go right into it.
I want you to go right into it because I'm actually...
I'm
curious. It's his turn.
To go first.
Yeah.
Changing it up. I like it.
It's season 3, baby.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about the werewolves of Ossory. That one, yeah. From Banshees, Beasts, and Brides from the Sea by Bob Corin. He's author of this book. This is where I got it from. I just want to give credit where credit's due. Several years before the arrival of Prince John in Ireland, a certain priest was traveling from the Kingdom of Ulster towards Meath on some urgent and religious business. With him traveled a young boy, a novice at one of the religious houses in Ulster, as kind of a squire on his travels. The journey was a long one, which took them through much strange and brooding country, where the people still kept close to the old pagan ways. One evening, as the sun was setting, they reached a great and sprawling wood which ran along the borders of Meath. It was known far and wide as part of the Sea of Ossory. Dark was coming quickly, and the priest decided that the edge of the forest might make a good place to camp for the night. Accordingly, he lit a small fire, both for warmth and to keep the wild forest animals away. And he and the boy prepared a simple evening meal for themselves. As the night drew on, the violet sky overhead changed into a deeper hue, and soon utter darkness spread across the entire countryside. The small fire burned low, and the boy lay half dozing whilst the holy man pored over his religious books. While he was doing so, he suddenly became aware of the sounds from the neighboring woodlands, which had been quite loud at a time, had fallen away, and an eerie silence pervaded this area. It was a strange thing, and it badly frightened the priest, for he was on holy business and was well aware of the evil one that was abroad on the road and was seeking to divert his path. Then from the darkness beyond the fire glow came a voice, soft and gruff, but with a hint of urgency about it. "Father," it said. Priest looked towards the boy, who appeared to be lying fast asleep. Thinking that he might have imagined it, he turned back to the pages of his book, but the voice came again, harsh and insistent. "Father!" Rising, the priest closed his sacred book and walked towards the edge of the fire globe. Standing there, he looked out onto the darkness of the forest beyond. "Who's there?" he asked, grasping the crucifix that hung around his neck, for he was sorely afraid of the evil one. "Who calls for me?" For a moment, there was silence. Then the harsh voice came again. "A penitent sinner who seeks only your blessings, Father," it replied. The priest clutched his crucifix even more tightly, for he knew that Satan was the father of all lies, and that this might be a wily ruse to lure him into the darkness of the forest where he might be set upon by demons. Nevertheless, he took a step forward. "If you are truly a repentant sinner," he said sternly, "step forward into the firelight and reveal yourself so that I may hear your sins and grant you absolution. There was a long pause, and in the darkness in front of the holy man appeared to deepen slightly. The voice came again. I cannot, Father. I'm under a severe curse, and if you were to see me, you would find my appearance strange." It spoke with such pathos that the priest found himself quite moved. He peered against the darkness, but could see nothing, save the moment of bushes in a light evening wind that can't even talk to him. When he spoke again, his tone was less stern and commanding. "In all my travels all across this country," he said kindly, "I've seen many awful deformities. I've seen leopards who were born with terrible twisted bodies and faces. I've looked into contentiousnesses which were almost too terrible to gaze upon, and I have given succor to those who were most sorely afflicted. I've seen men living under the most terrible of curses, so I doubt if anything that you can show me will alarm or disgust me. Therefore, I ask you again, come forward and let me gaze upon you so that I can see whom it is that I grant the Lord's absolution." He waited, but there was no response from the knight for a long, long while. Then the voice came again, still harsh, yet breaking with emotion. "If you were to see me," it told the priest, "you'd be greatly afraid. And in truth, it is not absolution for myself which brings me close to your fire, but rather it is to seek absolution for she who cannot come." The priest was puzzled, but he answered earnestly and in the same kindly tone, "Tell me, are you diseased in some way?" he asked. "After a fashion," answered the voice. "But Father, my form is so terrifying that you would be struck with fear if you were to behold it." The priest answered, using the same kindly tone, "I have God's word and his goodness and power to protect me," he said. "Why should I be frightened by one of his creatures? Please, I beg you, as a priest, come into the light so that I may see you and give you the blessings for which you ask." At this time, the boy had awakened and was now sitting by the edge of the fire, looking out into the darkness with eyes that were wide and full of terror. He was only a novice and was unsettled by the strange, bodiless, growling voice. The priest motioned him to sit still and be quiet. "Come forward," he repeated. "You cannot frighten me." There was a movement in the darkness beyond the firelight, and into the circle of brilliance came a huge gray wolf, its muzzle white and dripping, and its tongue lolling out of the side of its mouth. The priest crossed himself in shock, and the boy made to cry out, but was struck dumb by terror. "There," said the wolf in that familiar voice, "now you see me. Are you not terrified?" The priest was fairly choking with fear, but yet he shook his head. I am protected by the living God himself," he managed to say. "But what sort of creature are you? For I believe that there is more to you than the form which I see before me." The wolf looked at him with red eyes, which glowed menacingly by the firelight. "As I told you, I am the one who lives under the terrible curse," he replied. "Once I was like you, but now I'm forced to wear this terrible form for a period of 7 years. Yet, in my heart, I am still a devout Christian in need of blessing. And there are yet more of us out yonder forest who are of the same curse." The priest composed himself slightly. "And yet, you worship God openly and freely? Acknowledge the sacrifice of his son for mankind at Calvary?" he inquired. "You can acknowledge that with all of your heart?" The wolf stretched himself close to the fire, and the boy ran back into the shadows and sat there, crouching in terror. "Aye, and gladly," said the creature. "Although we wear this ghastly form, we are as human and in need of salvation as in any other people." The priest nodded thoughtfully. His initial terror began to fade. But how come you by this fearsome form? How did you come by this fearsome form?" he asked and wondered. "And why must you wear it for 7 years?" The wolf watched him warily. "I am a member of Clan Alta, a tribe of this region," it answered. "And like yourself, father, we are believers in Jesus Christ and in the power of his salvation. However, in times long past, we were cursed for some ancient sin by the blessed Abbot Natalis." The priest took in a sharp breath. He had heard of Natalis, who had come to Ireland shortly after the blessed Patrick to bring the word of God to a dark and pagan land. He had even read some of the holy man's works. From what he had read, he had always imagined the holy man would be extremely severe and inflexible in his teachings, and one would brook no deviation from his own interpretation of God's law. "The sin in which my clan committed has been long forgotten," went on the wolf, "but the curse is still in force. Every 7 years, two of us must lose our mortal form to wear the skin of the wild wolf, and must live in the deep woods away from the rest of our clan. When the 7 years are up, we shed our animal form and regain our human shape, and two others must take our place. It is a terrible burden, father, and one which will never be lifted, for Natalis is long dead."
Oh, wow. Damn. That is... See, like, the thing that I really liked about this story was the sheer fact that they also were religious.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they were devoted to God, and they didn't really, you know...
Yeah.
What's the word? I wouldn't say... Would you say that they hated their form? Or, like, they didn't hate it.
It didn't sound like they hated it. I would say that it's, like, an obligation.
Okay.
Because they're cursed, and so two people at a time go and... And I bet if they didn't change off every 7 years, that those two people would be probably stuck in that form forever.
That's true.
So it's probably a way of... dealing with the curse, but still keeping your humanity.
I like the way that that's put. It's very well put.
So,
yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot more to the story. It could have gone on and on and on, but
Yeah.
You know, I have to cut and edit and, you know, keep some parts out of it for time's sake. Otherwise, we'd have a 4-hour episode.
4-hour episode? Ooh, maybe future.
Maybe. But, and we might come back to the story sometime.
I would like that.
Actually. I really like that story.
I do too.
It's not your typical werewolf story. You know?
They're more humanized.
Yeah.
Than anything. Like, it shows their humanity more than the monstrosity. Typical. Yeah.
Your typical Hollywood werewolf.
Yeah. Which doesn't necessarily mean that, like, all werewolves would be like that.
Exactly. It's just that the Hollywood werewolves, that's just what strikes fear.
That's true.
Wolf like that, I mean, would be terrifying. Don't get me wrong.
It also sounds like the shape-shifting Native American.
Right. Sounds more along the shape-shifting lines.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, really great story. I can't wait to cover the rest of it. I know there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
Than what I have. That'll come later.
Okay. I'd be down to do that. I think I would. I really need to look into more werewolf type stories because I've been slacking.
I know. I know you have. The last time we talked about werewolf anything was season one.
It was like the second or third fucking episode.
Where we covered. Yes, it was second episode. Third episode, I think. Maybe it was the third one where we talked about shapeshifters.
That is
and
true.
And we touched it was just a little, very brief, but then we went into a bunch of other shapeshifters because we didn't stay with werewolves. I think we did have an episode that was werewolves in season one. I think so. I'm not 100%. Sure. I want to say we did. But then that's why I was like, dude, season three, we gotta come strong. I'm gonna come out the gate with something that,
we've done about, like, 60 episodes. Like, and there's episodes that we haven't even put out yet.
So, yes, I mean, yes, there are episodes that are waiting to be dropped.
So, I mean, like, it's really hard to keep track sometimes.
I actually am working on a comprehensive list of all of our episodes and the topics of those.
Yeah.
So that way I can refer back to it instead of pouring through them all.
That's, God, that's so nice. Organization.
I'm trying. It's a big effort to do it. Like, I'm, like, 3/4 of the way through season one of logging season one.
Oh, shit.
And then I'm going to start on season two logging it. And as soon as I get up to date, then I'll just keep it up to date.
And then it'll be a lot easier at that point.
Yeah. So, but werewolves are fucking badass. You know, I've been kind of on a werewolf kick lately. Like, I watched, Silver Bullet the other day.
Good one.
Classic.
Amazing
love it.
One.
Dog Soldiers. Like, that's one of my favorites.
God, that was a good one.
The Howling. Like, I've just been kind of like.
It was kind of.
Werewolf in Paris.
The sequel.
Yeah.
That one's good.
That was good. Yeah. So I've been kind of on this werewolf kick. And so I thought, what a better way to come back. Start season three with werewolves. Werewolf. I mean, fuck, werewolf is our logo.
You know what? That.
So, you know. That I thought is it true. Was all kind of like cool, tied together. You know? I mean, there's a lot of monsters I like. And, I mean, obviously, when we're talking horror movies and stuff, my favorite go-to is the creature. But as far as cryptids themselves, shapeshifters are probably my favorite.
I think they're really good. Like, I think there's
so much to it.
It opened my eyes, especially when we were watching like Teen Wolf and stuff like that. Like, there were so many others.
Yeah.
That we didn't even fucking think about.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I love. And that's what I love about our show is digging into the background and stories of different cryptids. And in fact, this season I'm gonna do something different that I haven't done in any other season.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard about this.
It's new. I haven't told anybody yet. Tiki Tech Die doesn't even know.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's hearing it for the first time right here today.
He's blowing it up.
Episode one.
He's blowing it up.
Season three, episode one.
Boom.
Mic drop. I am going to be touring the U.S.
Oh,
state
shit.
By state. And each episode, I'm going to start it probably after Father's Day. So we'll be a couple episodes in, 3-4 episodes in when I do it. Yeah. But I'm going to be going state by state. And I'm going to be doing a cryptid and another urban legend story. And the horror fact will all be based out of one state. And I'm going to be...
Shit, all 50, huh? God damn. And for those of you that don't know, yes, there are only 50 fucking states. Not 51, there's not 52.
Not until we split.
Not until fucking Washington. I hope to God they do that. That would be
We'll
so
see what
nice.
Happens. But anyway, Florida's done. That episode's ready to go. Georgia is also done, right next to Florida.
Florida, Georgia town.
So I'm going to be going across the southern border, you know, across the southern U.S., and then I'll go up and then across, and then I'll probably come down a little bit and then hit the middle.
Damn, that'd be what's up.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, there's one state I'm curious about. Alaska. What the fuck is in Alaska?
Vampires. 30 days a night.
Shit, does that mean Eskew's a vampire? Son of a bitch.
You know, he only streams at night.
Yeah, the motherfucker. And he always has curtains when he's streaming.
Boom.
Boo. Vampire, we're coming Bam. After you. We're hunting you down, motherfucker.
Coming to Alaska. Watch out, fucker.
Actually, no, we're just going to have him come to us. I'm too lazy to go to Alaska.
Right, yeah.
Crypticon next year.
Wait. No, we're not going to hunt you. Come visit us.
Yeah, come on.
It's okay. It's okay. We don't have any holy water.
Yeah, he's thirsty.
But yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing. It'll probably take the rest of season 3, of course, obviously pour into season 4 and so on to be able to get through all 50.
Yeah.
But that is my plan because I thought, you know, we've been sporadic. We've been everywhere, right?
All over the fucking world.
All over the fucking world. It's been great. It's awesome. But then I thought, you know, it'd be really cool to just be able to go state by state and find what is going on in different states. Like, I mean, we already know New Orleans. We've talked about New Orleans before. That's Louisiana.
Titties. Sorry.
Yes.
No.
Yep. And there's a bunch of ghost stories and stuff there. We've talked about that. We've talked about Texas. So I might skip those states because we've already covered them pretty good, I felt like. I mean, because we did the Donkey Lady Bridge and Goatman's Bridge and...
Hugh Goatman.
So, I mean, we've already talked about those things.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff in those states. So, I mean, there's no shortage. I mean, we've talked about the Roo-Roo and... So I'll probably skip those, but I mean... Other than that, though, for the most part, we've kind of skipped around a little bit here and there. And some of the states that have stuff that we've already talked about, if that's all there really is in that state is what we've already talked about, then I will be skipping them.
That's fair.
Because I can only...
So are you just going to do, like, the main, like cryptid or...
No,
or...
I'm digging in and I'm finding...
Anything and everything.
Yeah, finding what I can.
Okay. I'm down.
Like, there's some cool stuff in Florida.
Looks like I just getting some news.
So while I'm covering the states, you're just going to have to continue to be abroad and...
Well, you know where we're going. It's not Ireland. It's not Mexico.
Only one place.
It's fucking Japan.
Every episode.
Every episode, Japan. Japan until we get there. You motherfuckers.
But... You know, that's what I'm doing.
I love it. That's actually a really badass idea. See, I need to come up with better ideas. I'm going to get fired soon.
Stick you back in the wall with techie tech guy.
No!
Don't worry, I'll give you some cheeky nuggies every once in a while.
Just imagine, like, a fucking bathroom stall, you know, like a glory hole, but it's like cheeky nuggies. Like...
Yeah.
All right. Okay, anyway, are you ready for what I got?
I am excited to hear your story today, because...
You might want to just not go to the bathroom after this.
It's okay, I'll shit outside. Like, neighbors won't like
it. Dog, you are.
Neighbors won't like it, but fuck them. I'm like, if you knew what I knew,
you'd be shitting fucking outside. You'd be too.
Scared shitless.
But outside.
Yes, but I'm excited. I can't wait. What's here?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, my dumb ass has never have pictures because you know what? I like to use the amazing imagination that you guys need to be using every single day. Y'all don't need pictures. Y'all just need to look at my ugly ass face and go, huh, that's scary already. So here we're going. This is the Akamanto. Akamanto is an urban legend from Japan. Akamanto is either depicted as a serial killer or a ghost who haunts an old toilet in school. Akamanto, when the student uses the bathroom, he will ask them if they want red paper or blue paper. In some versions, he asks if you want a cape or a vest. Depending on the student's answer, they will be killed in a bunch of colorful ways. They could be stabbed until their clothes are stained red, have their head chopped off, or had the flesh ripped off their back in a cape-like pattern for red, or have their body drained of all blood or strangled to death for blue. Red cloak. In a school in Tokyo, Japan, there is said to be a ghost named Akamanto who haunts the girls' bathroom. Every kid at school knew about Akamanto, so they always avoided the old bathroom by the gymnasium. One day, a young girl desperately needed to use the bathroom. Since it was the closest one, she decided to use the old bathroom that no one used. She thoughtlessly picked the fourth stall to do her business, since it looked like the cleanest. When the girl reached for some toilet paper, she found none in the dispenser. That's when she heard the voice of Akamanto outside the door, stall door. "Do you want red paper or blue paper?" he asked. "Red paper," the girl replied. Akamanto burst down the door of the stall and began stabbing her. He didn't stop until every inch of her clothing was stained red from her blood. Many months later, another young girl found herself in desperate need of a bathroom. While she knew about the unsolved murder that had taken place in the gymnasium bathroom, she was too desperate to find another bathroom. When she finished her business in the fourth stall, she found no toilet paper in the dispenser. "Do you want red paper or blue paper?" Akamanto asked, lurking outside her stall. The young girl remembered what happened to the other girl who answered red paper. So she answered blue paper. The police found her dead in the stall later that evening, her face had turned blue from being suffocated to death. Anyway, another year passed, and again, a third girl found herself using the bathroom by the gymnasium. Knowing the stories of the girls who had been killed, this girl brought her own paper to use. Upon opening her bag, though, she had found that the paper she had brought had disappeared. "Red paper or blue paper?" Akamanto asked. Desperate to not die like the others, the girl requested a third option, yellow paper. She was dragged into the underworld through the toilet that she had used. It's said that Akamanto still haunts the fourth stall of that same bathroom to this day. Teachers refuse to let any other students anywhere close to that bathroom out of fear of what lurks inside. It is still possible to use that bathroom, though. But if you do, be prepared to answer, red paper or blue paper? This version of Akamanto was first created in the 1930s, though other versions have existed much longer than that. Over the past 70 years, his appearance has changed from wearing a short, red, sleeveless kimono jacket to a long, red cloak or cape due to the slight changes to the Japanese lexicon over the years. Many stories influenced the creation of Akamanto. One of them was the story of Kanade, another toilet-dwelling monster.
Kincaid lurks in the bathrooms of old houses in Kyoto and will only show up on February 3rd. The Setsubun Festival in Japan, when someone squats over a traditional Japanese toilet, a pair of hands come up to touch your bottom. The only way to stop him is to squat and ask, white paper or red paper? Then he'll leave you alone. Another version of Akamanto is him kidnapping and killing people. The story goes that a man wearing a red blanket visits a small shop late at night. He explains that he is a servant from the main house and his master is very sick. He convinces the father to come help him and comes back for the mother a few hours later. He comes a third time to get the kids, but the neighbors insist that they sleep. The man in the red blanket grudgingly leaves. The couple is found dead and the red blanket man is never found again. This story is based off the true crime story of Aogero murder, or blue blanket murder, in Fuki, Japan in 1906. Three family members were taken by a man wearing a blue blanket over his head. It was assumed that they were brutally murdered due to the documents never being released in English. I am unsure how the investigation of the crime ended. And that is the story of Akamanto. So what would you answer? Red paper or blue paper? Or the shitty third option that no one knew existed, yellow paper.
What if I asked for green paper?
I don't know.
I mean, or what if you answer both?
I don't think you'd have time to fucking answer both. I feel like he'd...
No, if he says red paper or blue paper, and you say both,
probably choke you and stab you while he's choking you. Choke me like you hate me.
I'm just saying, there's got to be a way to beat the fucker.
I don't know, getting your ass sucked down to the fucking underworld through the toilet you just took a shit in.
Yeah, that does not sound like a good option there.
And that poor bitch, she brought her own toilet paper, but Akamanto came prepared.
He's like,
stole that shit from
her. Thank you. He's like, I've been needing some paper.
What the fuck? Like,
So what if he asks you and be like, I don't need any.
I use my hand. Just fucking...
Want to touch my hand?
Oh, bro, can I get some toilet paper? Just high five him with shit on you. An underhand.
Like. Yeah, when he's like red paper, blue paper, but I'm good.
Shit paper.
Wow. Like,
told you.
Jesus
funny.
Fucking Christ. Yeah.
Just like,
oh, you're busting up. Laughing my ass off, trying to be as quiet as I can as you're telling your story, because I'm like, holy fuck.
I just thought it was funny.
That is some fucking funny shit there.
I think it's the fucking... The best paragraph in that entire story was, the young girl remembered what happened to the other girl who answered red paper. So she answered blue paper. The police found her dead in the stall later yeah. that evening.
I was just like, cracking up so bad from that.
What a fucking turn.
And why was it later that evening? Did nobody notice that she didn't come back to class?
That's what I'm wondering. Like,
why is it so late in the day? And they're like, oh, fuck, man. Her parents are like, fuck, she never came home from school.
Why the fuck did they keep the bathroom open to begin with, though?
Or renovate it with fucking bidets.
Ooh.
You don't need toilet paper then.
Red paper, blue paper, water.
I'm good.
Up your ass. Boom.
Yeah, that'd be the next thing. Red paper, blue paper, or water? And you'd be like, oh, water, please. And then you just like explodes your insides from the high pressure water.
Shoves a fucking super soaker down your throat. Choo, 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 choo. And just like going. Drown.
Flawless victory.
Granny overboard. Just fucking, I don't know.
Fuck me.
These dumb little bitches keep on going to the same stall. Like, oh, someone was murdered here last week. Let's go to the same stall that the girl was murdered in.
Maybe they looked at the other stalls and they were like, when they opened them up, because I'm sure you've done this. You go to
Oh, the nasty stalls.
Yeah, you open it up, you're like, the next one? And you just go to find the least nasty fucking stall. So maybe, for whatever reason, the fucking demon keeps that stall clean, and they look at all the other stalls and are like, fuck you. Oh, you're clean. I'll use this one.
Maybe he purposely, like, dirties the other stalls.
Just
taking some Nutella and just rubbing it against the wall. Just fucking like, oh, they'll come here.
Go to my stall. My stall don't look so bad now, does it?
This is a practical joke. I just color the toilet paper in the stall.
Red and blue.
Just don't fuck with people. That would be great. What if you answer purple? Maybe that's your mix. Maybe that's your purple. Choke and stab.
He's like red paper, blue paper.
Purple. Just fucking throws a Barney the dinosaur into you and starts beating the shit.
What if you start asking him, like, what kind of fucking pervert are you watching me take his shit?
Why are you standing here? But as weird as that crack lady. You know, the one that fucking...
Yeah. Like, goddamn.
What if that lady was in the stall? What if she was in the stall watching?
And he's in the stall.
No, he's outside the stall and she's...
In the stall?
She's in the stall, just, you know, like, peeping her little fucking eyes through, looking through the tiny little crack. And he's like, oh shit, you're working too? Like,
fuck.
Don't use the toilet paper.
Is it Thursday?
Is it Thursday?
Fuck. Thought it was your day off.
I forgot rotation this week.
My bad. Calendar got all fucked up, fell in the toilet, got wet.
And what's up with this other one that was...
The one that grabs your ass?
No, it doesn't say it necessarily, like, grabs your ass. He touches your bottom. He's like a fucking pervert. And just like, good game. just nice shit.
That's a good shit.
Damn, blah, blah, blah. Bop, just momentum.
I'd be like, while you're down there, can you wipe for me? Like,
I'd be afraid to just use his ghostly hand. Just
hey, if it comes out clean, whatever.
Damn, my ass hasn't been that clean in years. What kind of toilet paper do you use, Charmin? No, I use a ghost. I use the toilet man.
I use the toilet monster.
Toilet dwelling monster. Oh god.
Yep, and as he's wiping it for me, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It's just fucking weird. And it's the same thing with like the fucking the third iteration of this dude. Like, well,
yeah.
You know, instead of like KKK, this man just went Blue Man Group. Right. Just fucking blue blanket over his head. It's not the Red Riding Hood anymore, no. It's the Blue Man Killer. Like, the fuck is going on? It's just very weird. Japan, I don't understand.
They got some weird fucking shit going on there, you know?
I think they all have, like, weird fetishes. Like, who the fuck sits there and tells their kids, oh, you better make sure you flush the toilet or the toilet monster is gonna come after you. It's gonna touch your butt.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
I love him, and he loves you.
Oh, fuck me.
Like, you do good, Japan. You give me big titty anime bitches.
Godzilla.
But you give me a toilet monster?
that's the trade-off. They're like, you can have all these good things, but on the back end,
there's this
literally
thing.
The back end.
She's like,
you get the shit monster.
You get the shit
monster. And this lady that can fit in any crack anywhere and fucking stare at you.
I have undigested corn in my system. The fuck? Cornholio.
I mean, fuck.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that was by far the weirdest and funniest story we've had, I think.
Yeah, toilet monsters. I got you, homie.
I mean, it tops the Hodag. Totally tops.
It tops baby lady.
Yes, baby lady.
Oopsie!
Oopsie!
Poopsie!
Oopsie! Don't drop it. Nothing about tossing her against the ceiling. You just don't drop the baby.
You know, like,
oh, you dropped the baby in the toilet of the toilet
down
monster.
Into the underworld. Yes.
She comes and you're like, it's a fucking toilet monster, man.
Put a sign that says, read this color and it's yellow.
What kind of toilet paper do you want? I'm not a part of this. What color does that say?
Yellow. Just going down, just fucking dead.
Oh, that'd be great. Fuck me.
Well, do you have anything else for me?
I watched this weird fucking movie the other night.
Oh?
It has been out for a little bit, couple years, but I just now getting around to watching it. In the Tall Grass.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it was weird.
Fucking weird
it
as
was,
shit.
Yeah, Nick and I actually watched that. It was a weird one.
Like, I've watched some...
Pretty sure he fell asleep, though.
Weird movies. But that one... It was just so fucking...
It's kind of everywhere.
And yet nowhere. At the same fucking time. Like, is there grass monsters? Is there not grass monsters? Like, what the... And there's fucking time travel going on?
A bunch of weird fucking shit in that movie.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It was one of those stories that, like, if you don't really even pay attention to
you're
it...
You're fucked.
You're fucked. You don't know what's going
you
on in
that
movie.
You have to pay attention 100%.
Or
you're fucked.
You might as well just rewatch the fucking thing. Because, like...
And I wouldn't even recommend rewatching it.
I don't... And it had good reviews, though.
And the ending? Like... Really?
I've seen some really
fucking
shitty
time
endings,
travel.
But
we all know how time traveling works. I mean, we've all seen Back to the Fucking Future.
Great
One, two,
Scott.
And three. Like, it don't work for you. You can't fuck with the past. It never turns out right.
But
now
yeah.
She's gonna have some weird grass baby. That's my theory. She's gonna have a grass baby monster.
Cryptid.
Or baby grass monster, whatever.
Grassman!
Shit. That's where Grassman's coming from.
Grassman! She's fucking doing it. Yeah, that movie's fucking weird. I don't
just like, what the fuck?
Because
it was.
It had good reviews on.
I didn't see the reviews. I didn't look at any of the reviews.
I saw the reviews. It had. What was it, 4.5 stars?
Did it?
Yeah, so it wasn't bad.
I was just scrolling through Netflix.
Holy shit, that scared the shit out of me. You got a ghost over here, dude. What the hell happened?
Wow.
You got attacked by a fucking...
I got attacked by Cthulhu.
Cthulhu was like, get the fuck out of here.
That fucking... Wow.
Scared the shit out of you?
Just a little bit. You're I mean, good. I'm just chilling, kicking back, relaxing, and then fucking...
Cthulhu rains
into the
his...
fucking head.
Eternal punishment on you?
Like, Jesus Christ.
Put that.
Shit. It just fucking, I don't know, it was super weird, and the ending was fucking weird, and...
Yeah.
I would not recommend it to anybody, unless you want to fall asleep to something.
A background noise.
It'll fucking put you to sleep. Hearing people run through the grass is like white noise.
That was pretty much the movie. Just...
Yeah, the whole fucking time.
Rustling.
And then occasionally talking. Shh, be quiet. And I'm like, who's gonna fucking hear you?
Grass man.
Like, the fucking grass man out there fucking watching. Like, I don't know. And like, it took him forever. And then finally, they put the kid on his shoulders to walk towards the fucking church.
So they could fucking see.
And I'm like, why the fuck was that not a thing in the beginning? Like, I said that from the very beginning.
Like, hey.
Especially when the brother and sister jumped up so they could see each other. I'm like, okay, so jump, walk towards each other. You know, walk 5 feet in that direction. Both jump up, look at each other. You know, do that till you get to each other, whatever.
Common sense, you mean.
Yeah, and then do that to get the fuck out. Jump, be like, okay, church is there. Walk 5 feet, jump, still there, you know.
There.
I just, dear fucking God.
It's one of those movies that really irritates the fuck out of you because, like, there's movies that don't have that good common sense, but they
are good.
They're still good, like, but they're not as bad as
like this was bad.
Stupid common sense, and just.
And I'm just like, man, I don't know. Does nobody have a fucking lighter? Like, burn that bitch to the fucking ground.
Flamethrower.
You know? Light the fucking grass on fire. That shit will go up like no tomorrow. And then, then they get in their car and they just fucking drive away. And I'm sitting there thinking, if that was me, I would find some fucking cardboard in my fucking car and write a goddamn sign that says, do not go into the fucking grass. And I'd post that bitch up.
It was a horror movie about Pokemon. You kept on getting the same Diglett 5 times in a row.
And there's some sort of connection to the church across the street, because somehow he, like, put the kid in a cage and he came out the fucking door in the church. So not only time traveling, but fucking...
some Houdini magic going on.
I would have lit the church on fire, too. Like, fuck this grass. Fuck this place.
Fuck your grass religion.
Right? The only thing I could think of the whole time is, like, Children of the Corn.
Right! Didn't you get that vibe, too? Like, when they surround people and shit that, too?
Children of the Corn. I kept thinking, fuck, is that a corn stalk? Is it running through? I was like, is that a corn stalk? Like, maybe this is the beginning of Children of the Corn. A prequel to it. That would have made sense. That would have been really cool.
Better movie.
That would have been really cool. Had they tied it to Children of the Corn.
In some way.
Like, the very center is the rock, and next to the rock is a corn stalk or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
You know?
So many
missed opportunities.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm sure that that's not in the book. Obviously, if the book is exactly like the movie, the book sucks balls.
Fucked up, Stephen King.
I'm just gonna say that now.
Sorry.
I mean, I like a lot of his work, but it fell flat. It's 20 thumbs down.
Well, I feel like maybe the book wasn't maybe the book wasn't bad, but like
could hope the book wasn't bad.
Their iteration of the book was just terrible. You know what I mean? Like,
and some things don't translate well. You know?
Some things don't get interpreted properly, just like in general, from movie to book, or book to movie, vice versa. Like,
that's what I mean. They don't cross platforms very well.
That's fair.
You know, sometimes it's a great book, and then it gets all lost being turned into a movie.
That is true.
Which is 90% of the time. The only time it doesn't, I think, is when they do, like, a mini-series. Where they do, like, hour-long episodes and they stretch it out, you know? I mean, when you're confined to a two-hour time span, or even a three-hour time span for a movie, so much gets lost. Like, you have to speed up the story,
you have to move
so long. So you lose a lot of stuff, and a lot of times you lose...
Detail
that was needed, and it's got to be hard to like decide which detail is important enough to be in the film.
What becomes part of the final cut versus what is just deleted scenes,
or even not even made into the script.
Like, it's just,
you know,
sometimes it's a shame, honestly.
It is, and I feel like if they do miniseries.
Maybe they could have explained it better.
Yeah, like, and in fact, when I first heard about it, I thought it was a miniseries.
Yeah.
And then we start watching it, and I'm like, oh, it's a fucking movie.
You're like,
okay.
Dumb.
And then it got worse. But, you know, I mean, like, what was that miniseries I just watched? I can't remember. No, anyways.
Oh, Stranger Things.
You know, if season 4... phenomenal. I'm not going to give any spoilers away. It just came out. I won't do that because I'm sure there's plenty of other people that listen to us and stuff that have not watched season four. I'm just gonna say it was phenomenal. What was your thoughts of season three?
Oh, it was weird. I've heard
I've heard a lot of people were like, didn't really care for season three.
I liked season three.
I liked season three. I didn't hate it.
I didn't like the ending.
Yeah. Well, that all gets explained in season four.
Really?
And season four is not done. It's broken to parts. So there's only so many episodes out now, and then the rest will be released in July.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
So there's like 6 or 7 episodes out now, and then the rest will be out. But, dude, it's fucking good.
I'll have to...
We binged... The wife and I, we binged it in a day. We watched.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. It was a lazy day anyways. Well,
if they explained what I kind of thought probably was missing in season three, especially at the end.
What? Explain what?
No, I just mean like, because that's what you said.
I'm
like,
trying to remember what... How season three left off.
They fucking killed Rat Monster.
Rat Monster?
Yeah, like the fucking... I can't remember dude got turned into fucking... He got turned into a fucking monster.
I don't remember anybody getting turned into a monster.
Really?
I remember...
The lifeguard dude?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that now. Huh.
And he turned into a fucking monster.
Totally forgot about that
I was
guy.
Like, you...
I totally wait, forgot
you
about that guy.
You made me second guess that, because I was like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, I totally forgot about that guy. I totally
the
forgot about that guy.
The douchebag that all the MILFs wanted to fuck? Like, the pool boy?
Yeah. Fuck that guy. His sister's still in it.
She's not dead.
She's not dead. She's
not dead.
You know. It was really good. They explored the Upside Down a little bit more.
That's good.
Like, more than previous seasons have even, like, shown of the Upside Down. Like,
not glimpses, but, like, straight up.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something to look forward
to. And there's more of Eleven's past. Is discovered in this season.
Oh, that'll be good.
Which really ties everything together. Like,
it. Get a nice little bow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Really good show. And then I just finished, and I'm sad about it. I just finished the second season of Pacific Rim.
Oh, okay.
On Netflix. I can't remember. It's Pacific Rim something or another. I can't remember. It's anime.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Really good. If you get a chance to watch it. It's good.
Is it like a mecha? It's like mecha, big giant robot.
Yeah.
I feel like they made
Kaiju.
A live action.
They did make a live action.
Yeah.
This is like along the same lines of the live action. So the events of the live action movies happened. This is past that.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Check it out.
Initially, what drew me to it was the picture on Netflix for it. You know, how they have, like, the little pic...
Yeah.
Looked like a black-eyed kid. So that I was like...
Wait, what the fuck?
There's black-eyed kids in this? Like, really?
There...
So I watched it, looking for black-eyed kids. I was slightly disappointed. There's no black-eyed kids. But still a good show.
You're like, shit, I found a good show, but damn it.
Yeah. Really good. Just finished it. Watched the last episode actually today.
Oh, nice.
Earlier today. So, really good. I would recommend it to anybody.
I have to check it out.
It's good anime.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I have anything else for you.
No, and I think Cthulhu here was trying to give me a sign.
And almost knocking your ass.
that it's time to wrap her up and call her good season 3 episode 1.
Yeah. Too many more, you fuckers.
That's right. You guys are in for a wild fucking ride. We got a lot in store.
And a lot of good
changes.
Shit. And some new stuff.
New stuff, old stuff. Who knows? We might have a third person soon.
Yeah, we hired a hooker. I mean, it's not what I said.
Yeah. Nobody's supposed to know about the hooker. She's over there.
Bitch!
So. Alright, well, further ado, see you later, fucker.